Hi,
I'm Hannah Levine. You have it tuned to KXCI, a special day of programming oriented around Stonewall and Pride. My guest is Marshall Shore, aka Arizona's hip historian, a librarian turned historian who's developed a loyal following for sharing history through trivia, tours, and lectures. He has been nominated for an Emmy through his video history work with the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism. Marshall is also the project manager for the Arizona LGBT Plus History Project and therefore a perfect guest to discuss what is Stonewall, how does it tie to LGBTQ history in Arizona, and why does it still matter today? Welcome to the show, Marshall.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here.
And happy Pride Month.
Yes, absolutely. Happy Pride Month to all of us. So let's just start with the very basics for a listener who might be uninitiated, or a refresher for anyone else. What were the Stonewall Riots?
Well, the reason why we have Pride Month in June is because of the Stonewall Riots. So what we're looking at is in the early morning of June 28th of 1969, there was a bar in New York City called the Stonewall Inn. It had been raided before that, but this time when it was raided, you had the clientele, which were drag queens, folks of color, you had trans, you had homeless, hustlers, a mix of everybody. And when that raid happened, they took action and fought back for a few days. It was not the first time there had been an uprising like this, but it was the first one that kind of grabbed the media attention. And so for that reason, it's really kind of seen as kind of the catalyst for the modern civil gay rights movement within the LGBT community.
And there is a tie between that historical event. Tell me again where that took place.
It was in New York City.
New York. On the east side?
It was in the Village. And one thing I think is really cool, that in 2016, it actually became a national monument.
Excellent.
So it is the first location like that for the LGBT community that's been commemorated in that fashion.
And in your historical work around Arizona and around LGBTQ history, you also have noted that this relates to some notable bar raids that happened in Phoenix. Can you talk a little bit more about how that ties back to Arizona?
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, these bars were often by police raided. A lot of the reports we have are from those larger cities of New York, San Francisco, LA, but it was happening across the country. And in 1964, there was a bar raid right here in Phoenix, where it was the 8th Day Social Club. And when the police went in, they basically hauled most of the people out and took them to the police station and then put their new names in the newspaper.
Oh, wow.
I've actually got a friend who had just recently graduated from ASU with a degree in teaching. And because his name was in the newspaper tied to this, that was no longer an option.
Wow.
So, I mean, that would often happen as people were arrested, their names would be published in the newspaper, and they often lost families, careers. Their lives were irreparably changed by that.
So it was more than just the trauma of being arrested for being who they are and being where they were, but also a ripple effect that damaged lives and families.
Yeah. And you know, what's one of the things I think is most interesting is news traveled very differently then. It was, if it had happened nowadays, it's like there would be announcements for it everywhere. It doesn't show up in Arizona in a mainstream press until a year later, down in Tucson, in the Tucson Star. And it was really gay power openly flexing its muscles, right, was the headline.
I'm speaking with Marshall Shore, aka Arizona's hip historian. He's a librarian turned historian who's developed a loyal following for sharing history. He's been nominated for an Emmy through his video history work with the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism. He's also the project manager for the Arizona LGBT Plus History Project. Thanks so much, Marshall, for being with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You are listening to KXCI's special day of programming oriented around a Stonewall and Pride.